Are you stronger now than you were last year?
I feel stronger.
Are you stronger in the weight room?
Oh, in the weight room, yeah. But like I said, I want to see a transition on the field, so when this happens.
Why did you want to get stronger? I mean, just for anything specific?
I feel like if you don't get stronger, you're getting weaker because everybody else will get stronger. So you always got to work hard, and it's a league where everybody's developing and working hard all the time. So if you work that much harder, you get a little bit of edge.
Not being able to hit out here, is pass blocking something you can actually learn in the classroom, or is it something that you're going to have to, almost like on-the-job training a little bit?
A mixture of both. You can learn your technique on film, and you can learn your assignments on film. But actually getting out there and doing it is kind of on the job. So, and like I said, with experience, you get more comfortable with it and better at it. So, and not every pass protector makes every block. And we'll have missed blocks and mistakes, but you want to limit those by film study and knowing your technique and knowing what you got to do.
You saw what Bradshaw brought to this team. He's a warrior. Are you ready to fill that type of play? I mean, I know you're different on guys, but are you ready to fill that role?
I mean, somebody got to fill it, and he left big shoes to fill. So, you know, like I said, that's a great running back that left this team, Ahmad. And, you know, he left some pretty good proteges behind, so we can go out there and we'll see what this season holds for us.
Big dynamic in returning kicks, and you've said that some of the concerned about being effective as a running back and also getting the punishment you might get as a return guy.
Either way, Paul. If you're doing good at the return job, you won't be getting the punishment. and if you're in shape, you won't be too tired to run the next play. If I'm running back and I break it for 60 yards, it's no different from me breaking 60 yards on the kick return and running the next play. So, you know, regardless of the situation, you got to be in shape to do either one of them. So that's been a little bit of my focus. And we haven't been doing a lot of games with D right now in practice. I'll run a play, Dre run a play, so you can't really test your conditioning, but I've been doing a lot of extra running, so hopefully when I get out there and gain speed and you got to run back-to-back plays, consecutive plays, and maybe, hopefully, long runs, I'll be in shape and be able to go to the next play.
How do you think the split in carries is going to work? Because you say that you've been taking one play and then one play. In games, do you think will each one take a series or will different situations call for every person to come in?
I'm not quite sure how the coaches got it arranged for preseason, but, when neither one of us in there, we're just going to do our job.
How do you react? I mean, you spent your whole life getting ready for this point. I mean, now it's, I'm here, I'm going to be an NFL starter. I mean, you sit there and go, wow. I mean, are you excited? Are you apprehensive? What's your feeling?
Real anxious. So, you know, I've been a starter in high school. I've been a starter in college. And I know how I felt when I got to that point. So being a starter in the NFL is a big deal to me, and something that I want to be great at, and I love this game. So having that news and having that opportunity, I definitely want to take advantage of it.